So, first of all then, when were you aware that Sheffield United wanted to bring you here?
Well, when my agent got the phone call, and as soon as the interest was become formal, I was so happy and delighted that it was come true and happy to have signed today.
And what did you make of the place? Well, what do you make of this place, Bramall Lane?
Well, I've played here before with Tranmere, and the atmosphere you get and you raise your game that extra 10% when you play here. So to be playing for Sheffield is a privilege, and I'm really looking forward to getting started.
Was it always in your mind to move on from Tranmere, or did you take it when the opportunities arose?
Well, it was in my mind, but unfortunately I had a bit of an injury at the end of the year and then they got relegated. But that was, as soon as this come up, it was no other option than to sign here, really.
And it's a couple of years, isn't it, with potential for more. What do you hope to achieve in that time?
To achieve in the next few months and years has got to be to get into the Championship. That's got to be the main objective.
Do you believe that this team are perhaps ripe for that this coming season?
Well, yeah, of course, with the run the lads went on last year. It was brilliant what they've done, considering where they was at the start of the season, the turnaround. So I think that's got to be the objective now, is to get into the Championship.
Was that perhaps a selling point for you then? Because obviously it got a lot of attention to get through to the Cup semi-final and then to turn what looked as though it was going to be a pretty disastrous season into ultimately quite a successful one. Was that maybe an incentive for you to come here?
Yeah, well, the only incentive to come and play for a club this big and the stature of it, there was no real other incentive, really.
And perhaps a word in the ear from an old Everton mate in Baxter. Did you speak to him when perhaps initial, you know, what's it like at Bramall Lane?
Yeah, well, I've had a few texts off him to say, get yourself down here, so he'll be after the lift most mornings.
I mean, did you? I mean, have you spoken to him a bit about the place, find out maybe the inside track, etc.?
Yeah, well, he's my good friend. I speak to him daily, so he's told me everything about it and what goes on, what the training is like, what the people are like here. So I speak to him quite regularly and I was happy with what he said, yeah.
Because you two, of course, came through the Everton school, if you like, at the same time. That's where the friendship stems from.
Yeah, well, as we were younger, parents knew their parents, and so we've grew up together, and then Everton, so all the way through, and then we've just been good friends ever since, and now we're back here together.
Sick of the sight of one another, aren't you?
Yeah, I will be.
I mean, it is a great career, but can be a job at times. But does that sort of thing help? If you already know somebody and know them pretty well in a dressing room you're going to be walking into, does that help you settle in?
Well, yeah, I think in this case it will. Knowing him, he'll help me ease in with the lads, get a bit of banter going and stuff like that, ease me in gentle. So it will be easier meeting a new group of lads, because it's not always easy to go into a new team and mix with people you don't know. So I'm looking forward to having him help me by my side.
Because it'll be the Merseysiders against the lads from Scotland when it all gets going in the banter.
Yeah, well, there's a big Scottish contingency here, so I'm happy that I'll have a fellow Scouser next to me.
So, injury hit you last season. You didn't play anywhere near as much as you were like. Is all that behind you now?
Yeah, all that's behind me. I've had the trouble with my knee and my groin, and everything's fine with that, so I'm just ready and 100% fit to crack on now and give me best for this club.
Because it's kind of lasted for quite a while, hasn't it, on and off, because the last couple of seasons, because of that kind of thing, because you were the Tranmere captain, weren't you? You weren't able to play anywhere near as much as you'd like.
No, that was down to fitness, really, not having a good back on a fitness, not doing a full pre-season, so I was always playing catch-up to try and get back to where I was, and I kept getting niggles in games and I was playing through it. That was probably a bit stupid on my part, really, where I should have been brave and threw my hands up. But as a captain, you want to play and try and help your team from the position we was in not to get relegated. So it was always tough, but maybe I should have been a bit more clever and said, hang on a minute, I'm not fit to play, but I suppose you want to play, so I've done that.
Tough, isn't it? To perhaps make that kind of statement, because people think, well, what's going on? And of course there's the need to want to play all the time.
Yeah, well, as a footballer, that's your job, that's what you get paid to do. So I wanted to play even if I wasn't 100% fit. So at the end of the day, it was my fault that I ended up in that position, really, no one else's.
How important was it, wherever you may well have ended up in the summer if you were moving on from Tranmere, to actually come to a place that does have lofty ambitions, that does see itself not only as a Championship club but a high-flying one, if not better than that too, in years to come?
Yeah, well, that was this club can go to the very top, but for now I think we've just got to concentrate on this season, and the ambition, as you said, is to get to the Championship, and then you reevaluate and go from there.
So looking to rediscover perhaps the type of form where you caught everybody's eye before, if full pre-season and then a full season in League One next year?
Yeah, that's the aim. I think good pre-season under my belt and all the injuries are behind me now, so I'm confident that I'll get back to the form which played a part in why Tranmere had such a great start to that season and where they were, so I'm looking forward to it.
Just finally, League One then next year, where do you see the threats to Sheffield United in potentially winning the league next year?
Well, there's a few. Bristol City are obviously going to have a go. You've got Preston, and you always get a few outsiders. The team's coming down, Barnsley as well. So it's all about getting a good start and building from that foundation. So it's up to what we do after that.